here we are, 7-day intensive seminar, School of the Master, lecture 19, My Moment-by-Moment Affirmations Train My Stem Cells. I train my stem cells to flutter to each organ of my body to inspire that organ action and function of my body to its original wholeness and perfection. I train my stem cells to leap forth to infuse my brain in its glorious unlimited imagination, to shine out enthusiasm and the magic of newness now. My moment-by-moment affirmations are ones with which train my 10,000 newly born stem cells in my brain to daily be active, be my active delight. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I am all. Now, each of you were asked to write three affirmations to have the experience of writing three affirmations. And some of you lost your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And one of you wrote 8 affirmations. Now, I don't know why you wrote 8 affirmations, except that you felt that you were running the program. You were setting up the discipline of the program. Now, if you don't follow the discipline of this program, then there's nothing, then I say heaven help you. Because there's nothing can help you. If you take a course and you don't follow the discipline of the course, why take the course? Why take the course? Why take the course and not follow the discipline of the course? Because the discipline of the course is designed to give you a wonderful training. And I don't care if you follow the course or don't follow the course. It's you who gets the benefit and not. Now, we'll start out with that naughty girl who wrote 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 affirmations. She points her finger to her. That's right, you.
I thought of 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You thought it was 7, you wrote 8? And it was...
There was still some space for you to like.
It's still some space on the paper, so we're going to fill it up. Great. Well, Ingeborg, I would like to put you in charge of writing the check to me. And you write it very small, and you get your little zeros in the front, you know, however many you're going to write. And then you just keep writing zeros and zeros and zeros because there's space. Isn't that nice? I think that would be just great. More and more and more zeros. Wow, that's great. Okay, well, this is what Ingeborg has to say in her affirmations. They're not bad affirmations. They're all good in themselves, but the thing is they're not following the program. So she says, I am God, God I am. All right, that's a good affirmation, isn't it? She says, I like me. Man, she couldn't say much more, could she? She says, I am divine order. Woofie! She misspelled divine. How do you spell divine? Anybody?
D-I-V-I-N-E
is how it's spelled here. And on several other papers, too. Interesting. Yes. Okay. I'll tell you which ones it is, too. Okay. She says, I am divine order. Now, this is good. Now, stop. You're supposed to write three. Three that are the most important affirmations that you can think of at the moment. Then she dribbles on, I like living in the now, the only time there is. All right. I am one as each one of my stem cells. Well, that's an interesting approach. I am happy from within. I see. It's the first time I got the word figured out. I am happy from within. It looks like L-O-I-T-H-I-N, Lothin, but it has to be within. I am happy from within. Is that what you meant?
Yes.
I'm happy from within?
Yes.
I told you, write legibly. Because as I scan these things, I'm liable to put down the wrong information when I scan it. That's what our computers do. They scan things and they read them for what they seem to be. Okay, from within. I am the role model for each stem cell. Fine, beautiful. I take life playful and follow my dream. I take life playfully and follow my dream. That's nice. So you got a lot of good stuff here, but you didn't follow the rules. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened to you. I gave you a 3-gallon tank and told you to put 3 gallons in there, and you put 8 gallons in a 3-gallon tank, and you threw away the other 5 gallons. Isn't that a shame? At the price of gasoline today, she threw away the other 5 gallons just because she didn't read how many are supposed to fit in the tank. And she was wondering why all that gas was running on the pavement underneath her car. And so she threw a cigarette down there and found out. So, all right. Silly humor. Now, Mr. Mueller, good morning, beloved stem cells. What a lovely way to start the day. I shall have you do that for me every day. Now go and return every organ, action, and function of my body to its original purity and integrity. What a powerhouse. Open up my brain and let the sun shine through. Open up my brain and let the universal mind flow through it freely. Super, super. Give the universal mind total charge. It's perfect. And now, the ice cream on top of the cake he's got here. Enlightenment. Enlighten my whole self with the spiritual reality of my divine self. You want the whole thing, don't you? Pretty good. Enlighten my whole self with the spiritual reality of my divine self. And divine is spelled right. That's good. Proud of you, Greg. Three items. Now, Irene has 3 items here, too. All right. Irene trains her stem cells daily with powerful affirmations like... Now, I have to read that sentence with each affirmation, otherwise it doesn't make sense. I live my life with unconditional love. It must read, Irene trains her stem cells daily with powerful affirmations like, I live my life with unconditional love. See, don't put a like up there, and don't put a colon up there. The colon makes you come back to it and say, now, what is she referring to? How is she referring to this? Each one of these is a powerful thing all by itself, okay? So, watch your colons. Watch your semicolons. Watch your commas and watch your periods, and you'll have a wonderful life. Okay, 2, Irene says, she trains her stem cells daily with powerful affirmations like, I independently and creatively express my original purity and integrity. I would like to see that. I independently and creatively. Now, undoubtedly, she has a whole library of information behind here that she didn't write about. By saying independently, she means she's getting everybody off her back and she's doing her own thing. She's going to be independent and thinking about how she's going to express her original purity and integrity. And she's going to creatively express it. She's not going to be limited by the facts. She's going to let the facts go by the way and be creative and express her original purity and integrity. Good idea. I don't know who knows what your original purity and integrity is. But maybe your stem cells know it because they're starting from that level. That's good. So let them help you. Now, Irene trains her stem cells daily with powerful affirmations like, colon, I absolutely believe in my thought power, and let the magic flood my life. I absolutely believe in my thought power. I think that one word, right? Thought power. Well, it's not 2 words. In my thought and power. In my thought power. The power of my thought, in others, right? Or my powerful thought. Yeah, good, okay. I absolutely believe in my powerful thought, my thought power, my power of my thought, and let the magic flood my life. That's good. It takes a little thinking, but it's good. I let the thought power, my thought power, flood my life. It is magic. I let it flood my life. I let the magic flood my life. I let the magic of my thought power flood my life. You want to keep it simple. I mean, you know, you've got to get to know Rochelle over here. She's kissing it all over the place. Keeping it simple. Keeping it simple, right? Right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's good stuff. Good stuff. You could have borrowed a few from Ingeborg. All right, now here comes Rochelle. How I train my stem cells. No colon. And then she has a box in front of each of her items. And she says, "Hello, stem cells! Flood my body and pour into it my original purity and completeness." Yeah, interesting idea. Pour into it my original purity and completeness. You see, what I try to share here is we already have our original purity and completeness in our body, and what we want to do is reveal it. So I would make a change on yours from, "Hello, stem cells! Reveal my original purity and completeness, you wonderful stem cells," you know, or something like that. But to pour it in, it's like the secret. You know, what's the secret?
It comes from
coming from the outside. And
well, they can still pour, but then reveal, right?
Yeah, yeah. They're pouring they're revealing what is there. They're like washing off the idea that you don't know. Ha ha ha. You know, and there it is in all its glory. And then she says, "Good morning, stem cells." You remember that? Good morning, USA? Well, good morning, stem cells. Can you see all the stem cells sticking up their heads? Yeah, 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 yeah. Good morning. We've been awake a long time waiting for you to come give us your orders. Good morning, stem cells. Today we're going to have some fun getting creative with my hands and paint. I'm sure you have meaning there.
I realize it has two meanings.
Did you finger paint or something?
Yes.
Yeah, did you want to tell us what the two meanings were?
Yeah, just creatively paint.
Your creativity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, that's great, that's great. Good morning, stem cells. Today we're going to have fun being creative with my hands and my paint. Okay. Paint my face, paint my fingernails, paint pictures. Okay. You see, this is for her. She knows what it means, so she gets a good out of it. And Irene, she knows what she means, and she gets a good out of it. And Ingeborg, she knows what she means, even though she spilled half it on the ground, you know. But that's all right. That's right. And then Rochelle continues with her third item. "Hi there, special team cells, stem cells. Hi there, special stem cells." She's very personal with her stem cells, yeah. "Hi there, special stem cells. Go now to my brain and ensure emotional calmness." Very nice. You could say peace or calmness or anything.
I wasn't sure if the stem cells would know what that meant.
They know because you know. Whatever you know, they know. And if you know confusion, they know confusion. If you know calmness, they know calmness. But it's you want it to be definite, and that's good. "Hi there, special stem cells." Nice approach. Why don't you talk to your stem cells like that? You know, get to know them on a friendly basis. You know, "Hi there, stem cells. I haven't told any of you what to do this morning." Did you tell your stem cells what to do this morning?
Yes.
Did you? That's kind of a weak.
Yes.
Yes. You too?
Yes. Yes.
You too?
Yes.
Yes. You?
Yes, I do.
Okay. "Hi there, special stem cells. Go now to my brain and ensure emotional calmness." That's a peppy little thing there. Okay, now here comes the Princess Ellen. My goodness. How I like to train my stem cells. 1, 2, 3, you know, make sure I know it's 3 of them. I shower myself in my pure white stem cells. Great. I'm sure you have some purpose for them. Are they making you clean? Are they opening up your way to your understanding? Are they, I'm sure you have a meaning.
They're pure, and when I shower myself in that purity, I'm totally pure. That's how I visualize it.
Okay. I just always like to see them, you know, doing something like, you know, we're having fun, creative with our paint and hands, and well, each one of you are speaking to something you're thinking about yourself. And that's good. Okay, we won't pick too much on it. We only pick on people who can really handle it. Okay, every stem cell spreads its pixie dust. This is Ellen speaking here. Every stem cell spreads its pixie dust of wholeness and perfection to every organ, action, and function of my body. Cool. See, now she's starting to call her white stem cells pixie dust. Pretty soon she'll say, Mr. Sandman carries around white stem cells in his bag and spreads it over the sleeping children.
That's a good idea.
Actually, isn't that a new approach?
Yeah,
you know? Thank you, Ellen. That's a good idea. Okay. I sing my happy affirmations to my stem cells, seeing each shine stem cell sharing its
original
purity and integrity through my divine temple. That's okay. And it's good. But the thing is, have pity on me as I attempt to read your French here, because I really only know English.
Okay. Can you read it, please, again?
So, see, you're O-R-I space, and then a Q, and then, or G, rather, and then M-A-I-L.
What's that?
That's what original was supposed to be. Your original word that you wrote down here was written in three steps, with a space between the O-R-I or A-R-I or A-R space, and then a G, and then a space, and then mail, M-A-I-L. I mean, that's what it looks like.
Okay.
And write carefully. In fact, Mrs. Jeremini, I do not want you to send in your handwritten essays. Please print them or type them.
Oh, I would have loved to do that, but when I ask you...
Print or type. Print is by hand.
It's not.
It's block letters, you know. Oh, yeah, over that. Mm-hmm. I could probably read that. Now, Rochelle writes very clearly. Her writing is just as clear as a crystal. Ingeborg is tough writing, but it's clear as can be. There's a few words here that got shook, like within, but otherwise, I didn't have too much trouble. Gregor, now he has what you might call block writing. Very clear. And Irene, with all her nonsense in here, it's very clear. And Rochelle, like a teacher's writing. Yeah. And back to Ellen again. Every stem cell spreads its pixie dust of wholeness and perfection to every organ, action, and function of my body. And then she says, I sing my happy affirmations to my stem cells, seeing each stem cell sharing its original purity and integrity, its original purity and integrity throughout my divine temple. All right. You know, Ellen, somebody said something. They said the stem cell might not understand. Who said something like that?
Sure.
What did it not understand?
Well, yesterday.
Hey, no, that's okay.
Talking about the big words or what does mean
yeah.
to a stem cell. So I took some of my words and looked them up in the
No. Well, I mean, you made the statement, which is very good, and then Ellen comes along with writing that is difficult to read. Now, the stem cells are going to have trouble trying to interpret this, especially since they never saw the word original or RG male, you know, and things like that. So,
right. What I have written, I definitely do.
Oh.
I do that more in the morning. And it's actually a writing on what I'm doing.
Hey, that's cool.
I sing and do this.
What is the word that I'm looking for?
Kiss.
Legible. I'm looking for the word legible. That's all. Kiss is good too. And all of you are, except now Heinz, he really took off here, but all of you are very original. Heinz has his little naked pixie here dancing around on his pages. Cute, huh? Okay. So Heinz writes, my stem cell instruction statements, dated 8/20/07. Heinz. First stem cell instruction. You look so confident. Go and instruct every cell of my body with the truth about myself. Let them sing with you. I am my original purity and integrity. And the stem cell is standing there, chest out, belly out, strutting along saying, yes, sir, I'm on my way. My goodness sakes. What imagination. And second stem cell instruction. You look full of joy and happiness. Go and instruct every cell of my body while dancing and singing the words. Can't you imagine it? I am myself and I have fun. And he has two little pixies here dancing around, holding each other. I am myself and I have fun and I have lots of fun. I am myself and I have fun and I have lots of fun. Oh, yay! And these two little stem cells are so joyous and so happy they sing out, yes, sir, I'm on my way. And his third stem cell instruction, and you love with your magic arrow, and you love, with your magic arrow, comma, you go and touch every cell of my body with the awareness of I am unconditional love. And he has the little cell. It's a female cell, too. Sort of laying over on the side, casually taking aim with her arrow to send the unconditional love into Heinz. I mean, he's no fool. He makes his typewriter, his computer, and his imagination pay off, you know? Charming. You might like to look at these after a while. It might give you some ideas. But I like the idea of the pixie dust. Okay, and this is Danny Boy, or Nature Boy. Okay, last but not least, we have Sylvia. Okay, Sylvia. See, now, Sylvia heard the word three affirmations. She didn't spill any gas on the ground. She didn't waste any of it, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Three affirmations on how I train my stem cells. I say, in big capital letters, to them, I love you, my pure white stem cells. You are my thoughts that joyfully explode into the original purity and integrity in all that you touch. All right? I would think that the stem cells would explode the original purity and integrity that they are, not that the stem cells bring to them. See, the original purity and integrity, it exists in you, and they merely bring it alive. They give it snap and vim and vigor, vitality. Okay, but the idea is good. It's just you want to have your emphasis in the right syllable. Okay. I like myself. And you, my pristine stem cells, reflect this unconditional attitude throughout my whole body and my whole world. I like myself, and you, my pristine stem cells, reflect this unconditional attitude throughout my whole body and my whole soul. What the stem cells are not your pristine attitude and your unconditional attitude. Your stem cells reflect this unconditional love throughout my whole body. Reflect this attitude from my whole body and my whole world. But you see, if you have it coming from the outside, you lose its impact and power. Good direction just needs a little polishing. This is the trouble when you just write it off the bat and you think, man, I got it good. And you didn't quite get your idea down the way you planned it. I am the pure white light of love. Good start! And my stem cells are the light of my world, surrounding all and everything in my world with this purity and perfection. I am the pure white light of love. And my pure white light of love surrounds all and everything in my world with purity and perfection. My stem cells encourage me, boost me, do whatever they do. You see, if you think, what is it the stem cells do, and then stay with what they do? If you think what you want done, and then you think the stem cells do it, then you get yourself off the base right away. Writing affirmations is a really tender thing, because it can send you in the wrong direction. Who is your Uncle Sam? Did you see the Shirley Temple movie? Who is your Uncle Sam? Ellen? Who's your Uncle Sam? Huh?
The government.
Yes, the government. Your Uncle Sam is the government. Now, Shirley Temple thought it was this old man, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, she went to him to get help and to get things going, and he was able to do it without realizing he was doing it, but she really should have been going to the government. But she went to this old man who was called Uncle Sam. His name was Sam, and he was the uncle of the boy that Shirley Temple was running around with. So, you see, the alliterations, the allusions, and these various things can be very, very touchy. We have to be careful that we don't mess ourselves up in the process. So, now we go back to our points here on lecture 19. My moment-by-moment affirmations train my stem cells. I train my stem cells to flutter to each organ on my body, to inspire that organ, action, and function of my body to its original wholeness and perfection. Now, you see, Sylvia, you had this right here. You know, and you could have just copied that if you wanted to. That's what you wanted to say. The stem cells are not bringing original purity and integrity to your body. They are merely fluttering there and inspiring it to shine forth. So this is very important. Now, you might think that when I'm picking on you, I'm being real mean, and I'm taking Sylvia to task all the time because Sylvia sticks her foot in her mouth the furthest, you know. But Sylvia doesn't care. Sylvia really doesn't mind. I pay her not to mind. Okay.
Good.
She's the one who I see the first installment, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I train my stem cells to flutter to each organ of my body. Now, what does that mean? Yeah. Where are the stem cells?
My brain.
They're in our brain. And we visualize them fluttering, not out of the brain, out of the body, but that's an illusion, which is okay. We see them fluttering out of the body to every organ, action, function. Then they got to go back in again, you know, when they get to the lungs and the liver and stuff like that, and they got to go back in there again. And when they flutter to every organ, action, function of our body, what are they doing? Well, what they're doing is to inspire that organ, action, and function of my body to its original purity and integrity. A lot of thought went into these sentences, as you can see that must, because it could so easily have a word which could twist the whole thing around. You could say action and function of the body from, to, with, as, in its original, you see? And some of the words are okay, but some are not. So we want to be very careful how we use them. Affirmations are really fun things to do. They do a lot for us, they take us a lot of places, and they bring us a lot of wonderful results. This first sentence here is really a powerful affirmation. I train my stem cells to flutter to each organ of my body, to inspire that organ, action, and function of my body to its original purity and perfection. Now, it doesn't matter what the organ, action, or function is doing right at the moment. It only matters that once you put a course in motion, it is done. Now, Irene comes up to me and she says, "Herb, my toe hurts." And I said, "Irene, stand still." And I take an axe and cut it off. "There, now how does it feel?" She says, "Ah!" You know? And I said, "Well, you said your toe hurted, so I guess you didn't want your toe anymore." "No, no, 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 I want my toe whole and perfect." "Well then, say it! My toe is whole and perfect. And I will look at you in the eye, and I will look at you in the eye, and I'll say, Irene, your toe is whole and perfect. And you look me in the eye, and you'll say, my toe is whole and perfect. And I'll look you in the eye, and I'll say, your toe is whole and perfect. And you look me in the eye, you'll say, my toe is whole and perfect. And we'll have a banter back and forth, and you say, what is that silliness about?" That's not silliness. Do you know that when we stop this silliness, her toe will be whole and perfect, and she won't remember that it was bad? Whole and perfect, whole and perfect, whole and perfect. Make it clear, make it precise. Articulate your words. It is whole and perfect. It is whole and perfect. It is whole and perfect. You know? Now, we're going to play with Irene again, as we do so often. Irene is going in to see her clients. And when she walks up to the house or the building or wherever they are, she says to herself, "Oh no, I got to see Mabel again, and she is a pain in the everywhere. She doesn't believe me, she doesn't like me, she doesn't want me here, but I got to come here because she's my assignment. Oh dear, oh dear." Now, what's going to happen? Mabel is going to be a living hell. So Irene says, "I have had enough of Mabel. Mabel doesn't live here anymore. God lives here. Now, when I go in this door, I'm going to find God. I'm going to find God relaxed and saying, 'Wonderful to see you, Irene.'" And she always called me Nurse Irene before, you know. "Wonderful to see you, Nurse Merkley, Nurse Irene, Nurse whatever, you know, a professional. Wonderful to see you, Irene." And Irene looks at her and says, "Yeah, that's Mabel. But she's got a different name. Her name is God now." "Oh, well, my lovely God, how are you?" "Oh, Irene, you say the nicest things. And you think I'm like God." "That's right, I sure think you're God. I sure think you're wonderful. You mean, Irene, how can you always be so filled with love and so, and see me like God, and see me like an expression of God? How can you see me that way?" Irene says, "Because you are God. And every time I look at you, I see the beauty of God shining through. That's who you are." And she says, "But I'm like God. I didn't know it. Nobody ever tells me I'm like God." "Well, because nobody sees you like God. They see you as God." "But Irene, my teaching in the church doesn't allow me to say such a thing." "Well, your teaching in the church does allow you. Do you believe in Jesus?" "Oh, yes. Jesus said, 'Go within yourself, and there you will find the Father, God, in you. In every man is God.' Luke 17:22. Look it up, and you find it. So now, my beloved, are you God?" "I guess so. If the Bible says so, if Jesus says so, I'm God." "All right, then, you're God. Now, you know, I don't have to tell you to act like God because you're acting like God. You are so healthy. You are so young. You are so dynamic. You are so perfect in every way. I don't even know why I come here, except I like to get inspired for the rest of my trips around town. You are just a joy to be with. And turn over, let me give you a shot. And now I'll see you next week. And just remember, you're God, so you got to act like it all the time and be happy and joyful and filled with spirit and joy. And bye-bye! And Irene's out the door. Now, before Irene went into the house, what did she say? She killed off that old lady that was in there. She just murdered that old lady and threw her body out the window and went back in there and she put the wolf in place of the old lady. Remember? And so she said to the wolf, "You're God." And the wolf says, "What the hell? Why not? I'm God." And so she started to act like God, not like the old lady. And pretty soon, Irene had a whole new being there. And the old lady was still there, but her dynamic, youthful, vital, loving, healthy God self shone forth when Irene walked in the door, because Irene is God herself. And so whomever she sees is God. Now, wherever you go, Irene, wherever you open your eyes, you don't see people, you see God. And when you look in the mirror, "Oh, Irene, sing to me when I look in the mirror."
"Now I am lonely perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. To know me is to love me. I know I am God, God I am. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I know I am God, God I am. Now I know I am God, God I am."
Now, that was Jesus singing. Now, I want all of us to join in and let her hear how it sounds when God is singing together. "Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Each time I look in the mirror, I see only God in me. To know me is to love me. I know I am God, God I am. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I am only perfection, and I'm perfect in every way. Now I know I am God, God I am. Now I know I am God, God I am." You see, when God speaks, mountains shake, the world trembles, and all is beautiful and good. When the Son speaks, someone who doesn't know that they're God and they're the mountain and they're all that good stuff, they tenderly, carefully speak so as not to bust up anything. We want to let it go. And you're great. You're doing just wonderful. Do you understand? You understand? Irene, when you go back to Switzerland to your job, whatever it may be, if you are not the most amazing, beautiful, outstanding, fantastic person in that work that ever existed, I will be utterly amazed.
Me too.
So go and enjoy. All right? Right. Don't hurry home. You're welcome to be here. No, not trying to get rid of you. "I train my stem cells to flutter to each organ action and function of my body, to inspire that organ action function of my body to its original wholeness and perfection, its original integrity and purity and integrity," or whatever words you want to use. These are really powerful. "I train my stem cells to leap forth, to infuse my brain in its glorious unlimited imagination to shine out enthusiasm and the magic of newness of now. Where did I read about that? I read about that, I think, in Mr. Greger. And he said, enlighten my world, my whole self, with the spiritual reality of my divine self.
Another one that speaks about, I think, the second.
Open up my brain and let the universal mind flow through it freely?
Yeah.
Oh, that one, okay. Open up my brain, and why is he wanting to open his brain?
Take out the filter.
What's that?
Take out the filter.
Exactly. He's getting into the jacuzzi to get the filter out. And to get the filter out, he's got to turn one or two knobs to get down in there and lift off the covers. And he gets down there, and out comes the filter. And he looks at it and he says, my God, how did the water pass through this here? Look at all these dog hairs, and look at all these people hairs, and look at all the dirt there, you know? And it's interesting. You see, that's what we are, too, in our brain. Our brain has all of those dog hairs that said it can't work. All those people hairs that said, this is my idea and I want you to hear it. You know, and their hair got swirled into our brain. And we don't need that. We don't need that. We want to be pure. So Greg's idea here, Gregor, open up my brain and let the universal mind flow through it freely. Is that going to work?
Yes.
Why? Because he affirms it.
Right.
I hate me, I hate me, I hate me. Is that going to work?
Of course.
Sure, because it's a principle that works. Mm-hmm. My brain is the universal mind. My brain is the flow of the universal mind. My brain is a clear, open channel for the universal mind. My brain is a clear, open channel for the universal mind. Is that good? Is that good, Heinz?
Excellent.
Is that the kind of brain you want?
I have one.
Ach, ja, mein Gott. That's the way to say it. I have one. I have one. Now, what is Heinz doing? He's doing one little thing. It's called playing the game. And when you play the game, it's so much fun. And when you don't play the game, then you get all hung up. Yes, Irene. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got to come over and perform a marriage for your mother, don't we? Yeah. Just be sure I'm there when you do it, you know. I'll enjoy participating if you let me. Okay. I train my stem cells to leap forth to infuse my brain in its glorious, unlimited imagination to shine out enthusiasm and the magic of newness now. That's what it's all about. Shining out from within, the newness of now. My moment-by-moment affirmations are ones which train my 10,000 newly born stem cells in my brain to daily be my active delight. All right, Ingeborg, what would you say about that? Training your 10,000 stem cells to be a delight in your life. How would you train them?
I train my stem cells in telling them, in saying them, that
us. You see your, I'm repeating so you can be heard on the microphone. You see your stem cells telling your body. If this isn't what you said, correct me. What? If I'm not hearing her, anybody tell me. Go ahead. I see my stem cells telling my body.
Telling my body to be.
Wake up.
Perfect.
It's whole and perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see my stem cells telling my 10,000 stem cells telling my body it is whole and perfect. Now, is that effective? What's going to happen? What's going to happen,
it's
Sylvia?
Wholeness and perfection.
Is what?
Original purity and integrity.
It is our?
It's our.
Does it work?
Oh, yeah.
That's the answer. It works. Yeah. I mean, you're adding new dimensions to it with those words. But is that what it does?
Yeah.
Okay. And you said, Gregor?
It just happened. It doesn't need to work. It's happened.
It just happened. You put the cause in motion, and it happens. Now, do you have to feed it? Do you have to give it ice cream sundaes? Do you have to take it out to the movies? Do you have to court it to get it to do that? Not really. Although, courting it wouldn't hurt, would it?
No. To say it with conviction.
Say it with conviction, right. And when you say, I love your stem cells, come on, go and snuggle up to all the organs in my body and tell them how much you love them and let them shine forth their original purity and integrity. Let them shine forth their beauty, their wholeness, right? Nice. Well, is that how it works? Yes. Did I miss something? No, yes. That's how it works. No, I hate me. That works. I love me. That works. I'm using the two only to let you see that it doesn't matter what you say, but it just matters what you say if what you say is what you want. And if what you say is not what you want, don't say what you say. I can't, I don't, I won't. It doesn't, you know? Yeah. I always like to tell a story about Sylvia here. And I say to Sylvia, Sylvia, run off this booklet for me. She says, well, it'll take a long time because we've got to do this. And I say, okay, I'll do it myself. And so then I go, and next thing I know, Sylvia's standing at my elbow saying, here it is. I said, well, how'd you do that? She said, well, I had it there, I merely put it in, and I merely plopped it into this, that, and the other thing, and tripped up, it came, and it ran off, and beautiful. Now, why couldn't that have worked that way before? Well, before, she had other things on her mind, and when I gave her something else, that was just some more confusion. But when she realized I meant I had to have it right away, then she stopped all the other things she was doing, and she says, let's see now, how can I do this? And when she said that, poof, the answer was there. Because she's a genius. Are you a genius?
Yes.
Okay, thank God. I was worried you might give the wrong answer there, but not really. Now, what happens when you're a genius?
You express it.
When you're a genius, everything comes up roses, even when you plant petunias. Yeah. Everything comes up beautiful. We're in charge. My moment-by-moment affirmations are ones which train my 10,000 newly born stem cells in my brain to daily be my active delight. Heinz, what is your moment-by-moment affirmation which train your 10,000 newly born stem cells in your brain to daily be your active delight?
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Comes naturally to me.
All right. Why do you think that is so complete?
Because it resolves everything.
Because it says what you mean.
Yeah.
It says what you think.
It's my KISS formula.
It's your KISS. Oh, you like that? Your KISS formula? Okay. How about that? You came up today, we were reminding about the KISS, and he says the KISS has a formula. Irene, did you know that?
I wanted also to include in the affirmation.
Yeah, but you see, you're asked to give, well, hey, Ingeborg, you can tell me to go to hell if you want. You know, Ingeborg, you can say, let's just look at your volume of affirmations here. I am God, God I am, I like me, I am divine order, I am living in the now, the only time there is. One. Two. I am one as each of my stem cells. Three, four, two, three. I am happy from within. Five, I am the role model for my stem cells, and I take life playful and follow my dream. Now, if that's what you wrote, but you put periods instead of commas. And so, yeah, they're... There, instead of three things, there are eight, or seven, but eight, yeah. Okay, now, so if you said, oh, didn't you see, look here, that's a comma, that's not a period, that's a very small comma. That's a comma, not a period. It's a continuation of a sentence that is my thought, that's all my thought. And, well, Ingeborg, you can't do that. Herb, do you realize this is my life and I can do with it whatever I please? When I say that is three affirmations, that's three affirmations. And I say, Ingeborg, you're fighting me. Yes, Herb, I'm fighting you because I believe that I wrote three affirmations like you asked me to do. And I wrote them so well that I covered a lot of things, more than you realize I covered. And I'm good. Okay, Ingeborg, okay. I like it. Go for it, Jill. Stand up. But also, remember, you really didn't write three affirmations. You really wrote eight. But that's okay. But I love it that you fight for what you believe you did. Now, if you didn't know you were supposed to write three affirmations and you wrote eight, then, sorry, I made a mistake.
Yes.
You admit to the mistake of writing eight instead of three.
Yes.
You spilled all the rest on the ground. Okay? But, you see, it's okay to say that. Do you ever make a mistake? Do you ever stub your toe?
Yes, I do.
All the time.
And then I say, I'm whole and perfect, and it is gone.
And it's gone. That's right. But Ingeborg, if I could pound one thing into your beautiful brain, it would be stand up for yourself. Stand up for your convictions of what you believe, not in competition to somebody else, but just in what you believe, and stand by it and live it. Because that's what counts. Now, there will be people who try to say that what you say is not good or wrong, like me, you know. But don't let that bother you. You just stand up for what you believe, and then you'll find out that maybe you should have said, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Or you say, as far as I'm concerned, I meant everything I said. And I meant it just the way I said it. You understand? Do you like yourself?
Yes, I like.
Thank God. I was worried about that. I really was worried about that. Okay. Now, I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. Heinz, did you write this?
Yes.
I am all. I like me. I'm divine order. I'm peace. I'm all. Ingeborg, look at that sentence in that paper there. Open up your booklet and look at that sentence. You see it? It's the last one on lecture 19. You see it? Now, Ingeborg, read it to me.
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace. I am all.
Now, did you notice there are commas there?
Yes.
Did you notice you took a breath?
Yes.
But you didn't stop?
No.
I like me. Period, period, period. You know, that's a stop. And then, so forth. I am divine order. I am peace. I am all. And then what comes after I am all? Where's the punctuation mark?
It's missing.
No! It's not necessarily missing. It's not there because it goes on and on and on, you know?
It's open. Yeah.
Right? You're right. It's missing. It's gone. Somebody forgot to put it there because on purpose. And you'll notice that most of these are on purpose, no punctuation marks, unless it's in the middle of one sentence followed by another one. But these are supposed to be run-on ideas, run-on thoughts, run-on illusions. And that's what Heinz is doing. Heinz is a big run-on affirmation, you know. I like me, I'm divine order, I am peace. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace. I'm perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I'm wonderful. I live forever, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is whole and perfect. Yeah, Heinz never shuts up. His record is going there and on and on and on. And not the same one, you see, because he changes the words now and then. But he has that continuous rondelay going in his mind. That continuous round of music saying, three blind mice, see how they run. I am pure, I am pure. See how pure, see how pure. I am so pure you'd never know how pure I am as I do grow. I'm pure and pure as I do grow, for I'm so pure. Or something like that. Heinz?
Right.
Write us a song to go with those, that melody for your affirmation, okay? That would be fun to have.
Okay.
All right? Have it for after lunch.
Right.
Get together with your partner, one of the musicians, and Oscar Hammerstein and Oscar Levant and whatever their names are, you know. Well, right, Ellen?
Yeah.
You know who they are?
No.
You don't? Do you know who those composers are?
Yeah.
Yes?
Say that again.
Oscar Levant and Roger Hammerstein. Roger Levant, whatever the names are. But they're quite famous. And they've written a lot of music for the movies and things like that. And they're really very, very lovely. So, but what the story about them, somebody gives them a word, and the word hits a gong in their head, says, "Hi, hi, hi, what a lovely day. Hi, what a lovely day. What moonlight is passing down along the way for me to see." See, and they melody, and they give it romance, and they give it rhythm, and they give it rhyming and so forth, and they have just a good time, and they sit at the piano and they drink their scotch, and they enjoy themselves and smoke their cigars and do all their good things, you know. It's really something so pure and so beautiful. It's really wonderful. Okay, kids. I like me, I'm divine order, I'm peace, I am all. When you have an affirmation, make sure that affirmation says what you want it to say. Not more, not less. Think of making it as concise as possible. As Rochelle would say, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it, kiss it, until there's nothing left but the foundation. Just the foundation substance of your affirmation. I like me. I love me. I'm divine order. I'm whole and perfect. All is in divine order. God bless America. And what's wrong with that?
I bless America.
No, what's wrong with that is I should be saying I bless America, not God bless America. Because I am
God.
I'm America. I bless America, my land that I love, my land, my land, my land. No, it's but know what your words mean. Know the impact your words have. Do you know that the tribes in Africa that communicated with each other, and South America, and the Indians of Western America, who communicated with smoke fires, because they didn't have any telephones, and so they had to tell their neighboring tribe, "Hey, Chief Wickabuckbuck is coming over to visit you." And they always had trouble spelling that with smoke. And so Wickabuck, the word chief was a three big puffs of smoke, one right after the other in rapid succession. That, if you ever saw that, you knew the chief was involved. And if the chief's involved, get ready. It could be war or peace. You don't know. And so then there's always a little symbol for peace, and I must learn what that is one day. And so probably it's a little smoky peace too. Or maybe it's a peace dance. Have you ever heard of an Indian peace dance? You hear of Indian war dances. But Indian peace dances, that's what we should teach. We should teach an Indian peace dance here. And we should dance it out under that Indian tree out there where they held their ceremonials for so many years. Well, that'd be fascinating, wouldn't it? I tell you. So, the affirmation should be kissed, and the affirmation should be what?
Mean something to you.
Because if it means something to somebody else, that doesn't do you much good. Because why must it mean something to you, Miss Rochelle, Miss Humani? Remember Humani? Why must it mean something to you, Miss Humani?
Because that's how it will be effective.
Because I don't raise my hand for nothing. That's how it's to be effective. And that's true. That's how it's to be effective. It is effective only when it means something to us. If it doesn't mean anything to us, it's like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you know. Unless you know what those words really mean, you just think that's a pretty phrase. You know, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. And you think, isn't that charming? But it's okay. It depends on who's singing it. If the devil's singing it, you say, oh, watch out, you know. If an angel's singing it, you say, it's only good. Yes?
But, I mean, it means something to me, but it doesn't necessarily, I don't really have to know about it, you know. I mean, just like you use ideal. And it means something
to
me. Mm-hmm. There's a desire to experience it, or I want to experience it, but I can't really describe it.
Well, what you're saying is, if you're saying, I am God, and you don't know what God is, but you know it's good, that's okay. And if you say, I am ideal, my ideal self, and you don't know what your ideal self is, because have you ever seen it, you know? Have you ever seen your ideal self? And no, you haven't, but it's good. And you know that it is only going to be good. It's not going to have a hooker around the corner that's going to hurt you.
So you know the definition of the word, you're just not sure about
what's the definition of the word ideal, for instance? The ultimate of a particular thing's possibility. How's that?
Sounds good.
The ultimate of a particular thing's possibility. And so, I am the ultimate. I am the ultimate of my possibility. And I am my ideal. I am... Yes, Ellen?
Very good. Existing as an archetypal idea.
As a what? Archetypal idea?
Archetypal idea.
Oh, how about that?
Wow.
Ideal is an archetypal idea.
Existing as a mental image or in fancy or imagination only.
Isn't that nice? See, your choice of words are pretty good, you know? Even though the English language is your fifth language, you know? You know, after all these other languages that are your mother language. But wonderful. Now, play the game. But play the game with intelligence. And it doesn't have to mean that you're brilliant, that you're wise, or whatever else might be said, but that you are you're doing something that you know is for your good. You're doing something that you know is for your benefit. You may not be able to describe it, you may not be able to interpret it or anything else, but you know it's for your good, and that's the big thing. It's just like Mark. I wanted to teach him to swim in his younger years, and he just wasn't a very good learner from me. And so I took him in the ocean. I took him out in the lake. I took him in the boats, and I took him with a rubber suit on. I took him everything. All I did was float. And I did everything I could. So finally I said, I want you to swim because I want you to be able to paddle from wherever you are to wherever you want to go if you want to do that, you know. Not emergency, not any tragedy. And so I took him to the YMCA. And he liked the YMCA. He thought that was very nice. The water was nice, temperature, you know. And so you're swimming naked at the YMCA. And so he's swimming there, and he, you know, in the shallow part. And then the instructor came. And the instructor was somebody that just had a charisma that turned Mark on. He says, whatever that guy tells me, I'm going to believe it. And so he followed what the instructor said to the letter. The instructor said, now lay on your back and just visualize yourself floating because your body wants to float. And then his legs came right up. He just floated. And then the instructor said, okay, now put your head in the water and just hold your breath and put your arms like a butterfly over your head. Just go flippity-flop and kicking your feet and do this for maybe 10 times and then stop and put your head up and take a breath. You know? And Mark did that. He says, oh! And he did it again. Then bump, he hit the edge of the pool. And said, no, no, you got to watch what you're doing. You got to know measuring. That's why you sometimes have to lift your head up and look around to see approximately where you are in the pool, you know. And so he did that, but I tried to stay totally in the background so the instructor would have only his personality and his charisma coming through. And it was not more than a week that Mark picked up all those things, and he's a natural learner. He's just a natural genius. And so that weekend, we took our little dinghy and we went out into the bay. And it's at least a mile to shore in the bay. Either way, we went right in the middle. And I said, okay, Mark. And he jumped over the edge, maiden voyage, jumped over the edge and swam to shore and back.
Oh, yeah.
And that's 2 miles. Now, do you think his mother ever worried about him again? My little water nymph, you know. He was great. And it's true. He was great. But, you see, when we believe something and follow something with all our heart and listen with all our intention, we can just do magic. And it's fun. So, let's take our pause now and come back for Lecture 20, My Stem Cells Are My Original Purity and Integrity.